It's Friday. I'm excited. I bet you are too. Time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 28th of July, 2023. Here comes the best in tech that's going on right now, and we got it for you like we always do in less than 5 minutes. So much changes going on over there at Reddit. Some for good and some for, well, not so good. Right now, Reddit is testing the official labels for profiles and making parts of its app compatible with screen readers. Now, of course, I'm sure we all know what official means. It's going to mean that the label that's given to the specific Reddit account will make it easier to spot if an account is actually authentic. Now, this new label will appear site-wide. Moderators out there and individual subreddits, it won't be up to you to actually verify your account. Now, currently, the official labels are only visible on Reddit's iOS and Android apps. Apparently, they're only doing it on those two platforms right now so they can evaluate this experiment. Yes, I said experiment, so who knows if it's going to stay. Reddit also announced accessibility improvements, so these will make iOS and Android apps work better with screen readers. Going on to say apps will be compatible with your screen's device reader, and it will all start in August, so yes, don't look for this yet. Xbox users, Xbox Home, yep, check it out. New UI is there. This took forever, too. Microsoft actually started testing this almost a year ago. But finally, they've delivered. For those of you who don't know yet, you'll see a complete overhaul to the Xbox Home interface. That is, of course, if you're running an Xbox Series X, S, or Xbox One console. If you got the original Xbox, whoo-wee, yeah, you need to upgrade. Now, this new Xbox experience, yes, started rolling out yesterday, actually. And yeah, since it's a rollout, you may or may not see this for a little while. According to Microsoft, it may take up to a few weeks to actually see it on your device. As far as what you'll see when you do see it, tile size has now been reduced, and there's actually a new response game art feature that will be updated in the background. That is, of course, when you hover over certain games and apps. Now, once your Xbox console does get the update, you'll have a notification where we'll actually walk you through the customization options to tweak things exactly how you want them. And finally, those things over there at X. Boy, this is taking a long time to get used to this. They certainly are changing. One of those things has been the drop in revenue by 50%. Not the kind of change a company would probably want. So because of this, obviously Twitter/X, whatever the hell it's going to be called next week, they want to increase the revenue. And according to the Wall Street Journal, the ones actually already paying for advertising on the platform, you better be spending $1,000 per month or more. Yes, apparently there now is a minimum of what you can actually spend to actually advertise on Twitter. According to Elon Musk himself, to help reduce the number of scammers creating millions of accounts on the platform, he said brands could choose to pay $1,000 per month for the company's verified organization badge. So you've been verified once, let's get verified again. Obviously, this is just one way of Twitter/X trying to reduce its losses. But with $1,000 as a monthly rate minimum, yeah, large brands out there, no problem. You're a small and upcoming business, yeah, that budget, yeah, it may just not work. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find the new show, The Mac Show, and The Big Show over at the official website at britishtechnetwork.com. Also, don't forget to check out the BTN Slack room for a whole bunch of chat and so much more. We'd love for you to be a part of the fun today. So join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, well, we're back for our Patreon supporters for your weekend edition tomorrow. The regular edition of the new show, of course, back on Monday, getting you caught up with the best in tech. But until then, have a great Friday, enjoy your weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.